2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
So we know the vaccines have begun going into arms of the 12 to 15-year-old group. And just last week, the CDC, they issued new guidance on masks. Fully vaccinated people, you no longer need to wear them in most places. Kind of. Sort of. I mean, there might be some qualifications here. We may need a... Because guess what? We're here at the station, and we still have to wear masks.
Right. And for our listeners, we're separated by glass still. We're in two different booths. This is Mary Richards here with Dave Noriega. We were so happy to see each other this morning. We're both like, vaccinated, high five, but stay over there.
And wear your mask.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little wild. The CDC came out and said fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outside. And fully vaccinated people together don't need to wear them inside either. Although it is still up to your employer or other businesses if they want to require masks. They can still require masks, and our station is still requiring masks. Here's more from ABC News.
The CDC director says these mask guidance changes are a first step, and they'll be using it as a framework as they re-examine their guidance now in other areas for things like schools, summer camps, daycares, and even broader things like travel.
Now, here in Utah, we've given out 2.4 million vaccines. That's first and second doses. 1.4 million Utahns have received at least one dose. 1.1 are fully vaccinated. So as far as Utah's going, people that are 12 and over, about 54% of people have been vaccinated. So we're doing pretty well here in Utah. The question is, how do we get even more people vaccinated? Well, there's a few states that are doing some crazy things. It sounds kind of crazy to me, like the $1 million lottery in Ohio.
$1 million.
That's not even a joke either.
$1 million. It's insane. In Ohio, you get the vaccine and your kid could get a scholarship and you're entered in to win. I just got to say, I paid for college and now people are getting their college paid for. I got the vaccine and now people are getting money for getting the vaccine. I do what's right, Dave.
Stop being a trailblazer. This is where procrastinating pays off. If you get $1 million, I'm telling you right now, if I hadn't gotten the vaccine, which I already have.
Yes.
But I would tell you right now, I would be first in line.
To get that money. I will point out the benefit of getting vaccinated early means we were protected earlier. So there's, you know, the side benefit of being protected from COVID-19. But when you talk about money,
I guess
I'm being
that.
Sarcastic, listeners.
Yeah, but the $1 million would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing.
So is this a possibility here in Utah? That's what we're discussing right now. It's because Utah's Governor Spencer Cox hinted that he would be on board for something similar in Utah. Taking to Twitter, he said, I would support doing exactly what Ohio is doing and brainstorming a similar proposal. But ultimately, we would need some legislative approval. So let's talk to some legislators. Let's find out. Is this a possibility? Joining us on the line right now, Brian King. He's a Democratic member of the Utah State of Representatives. Thank you so much for joining, Representative King. What do you think about vaccine incentives and specifically the $1 million lottery that Ohio's doing? Could this be something we jump on board with?
Thanks for having me, Dave and Mary. Good morning. I
happy to chat with you about this. This is, I'm kind of like you. I have some mixed feelings about it. And I think, oh, come on, this is a bit of a gimmick. And it sort of degrades the process. I mean, it's one thing to say to people, look, if you want to go buy a lottery ticket to participate in a, you know, people go to Idaho to participate in their lottery and cross over the state border and buy some lottery tickets. Look, I don't have a problem with that. Anybody can spend their money however they want. But when we're talking about life-saving vaccines, I sort of think, oh, come on, let's not degrade the science associated with this. Let's not use gimmicks. But on the other hand, I think you can make a pretty good argument to say, well, hey, it doesn't matter how you induce people to end up getting vaccinated. What's important is that they do get vaccinated, right? I mean, it's this herd immunity stuff means that you've got to have certain levels of people within the community who are vaccinated and immune. And so a big part of me says, if there are some people that are going to be reached by the prospect of a lottery ticket that could get them $1 million or $500,000 or something like that, more power to those state policymakers that are in a position to try to make sure that the greatest number of Utahns get vaccinated.
Yeah, and I love Representative King, how you were like, but on the other hand, it made me think of Fiddler on the Roof. On one hand, but on the other hand, how is the legislature feeling about that? Yeah.
I mean, here's the reality, too. One of the things that we're all concerned about, right, are these variants. And to the extent that you can, to the extent that the variants are coming up quickly and commonly, it imperils, it puts at risk everybody's vaccinations, because you never know when one of these variants is not going to, the vaccinations that we've received to this point are not going to be effective for a variant. And so the more variants you develop, the greater at risk everyone is. And of course, the variants are more likely to crop up the more people you have getting infected. So this is all sort of a virtuous cycle. If you can get more people vaccinated, you increase herd immunity, but you also decrease the likelihood that a variant's going to come along that creates problems for all the rest of us. So, I mean, I really do think we ought to do what's necessary to get people vaccinated and to take people who are reluctant or hesitant or concerned to reduce that number to the greatest extent possible. So, I mean, to me, the idea of a lottery is just one idea. I think we ought to be exploring other things like providing other incentives, maybe a $25 or $50 payment to people who get vaccinated, maybe something else. I mean, I'm not the one to come up with the creative ideas, but the more we can do to persuade folks who otherwise would be reluctant to get vaccinated to do so, including educating about vaccines and the fact that they're not at all likely to do any harm to people. And they are, of course, very likely to provide significant protection against the pandemic, the COVID virus. I think that we ought to do that.
Do you think the legislature would have an appetite for something like this, an incentive? And not just a $25 or $50 gift card. I mean, one of these crazy $100,000 scholarships or $1 million payment.
I think that there are some people at the legislature who are going to say, no, we're not going to do it. We don't believe in gambling. We don't believe that we should reward bad behavior for the latecomers. You said earlier, Mary, about procrastination has its rewards. I think that there are some people that are going to object on providing incentives on that basis. And I understand those objections and concerns, but I think that most people at the legislature would be willing to talk about some creative ways of addressing the need to increase the vaccination levels to the greatest extent possible. So I think the key is, let's come up with the biggest mix of incentives to reach the greatest number of people. And of course, you know, there are limited resources. We can't just come up with, you know, a dozen different things, but I think we can probably come up with 2, 3, 4, 5 things that are going to increase those vaccination rates, and perhaps a lottery is one of them.
Representative Brian King, thank you so much for joining us. An exciting conversation, an oddly exciting conversation. Like, there's no chance that you're going to win this, but since there's kind of a chance, you're saying there's a chance, it makes it interesting. How about this? $1 million lottery for those to get vaccinated. That's what Ohio is doing. Are we going to do it here in Utah? Well, talking to Representative King, there may be an appetite for it. Maybe not this one specifically, maybe not the $1 million, but maybe there's a mix of scholarships and gift cards. Well, is that something that the state legislature would take up? Let's jump out to another legislator in about 3 minutes. We'll talk to Senator Dan McKay and find out what his thoughts are on sweetening the pot a little bit to get vaccinated.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, we're talking about vaccine incentives. We're not talking about, you know, getting vaccinated.
To protect yourself.
To protect yourself.
That's the biggest incentive. And your elderly parents.
That seems like a significant incentive.
And no.
For me, it was incentive enough to get vaccinated.
Right.
Right? Okay, we're talking about an incentive. Ohio's doing this. They just proposed it this morning. Officially. It's a $1 million lottery for those that get vaccinated now. Right? So much of the country has already been vaccinated.
Right.
You know, well over 50, I think it's 64% right now that have been vaccinated. Well, they kind of push those that are maybe vaccine hesitant, vaccine lazy. They are putting in this incentive, and it's $1 million for 5 weeks. So if you get a vaccine in the next 5 weeks, every week they're going to give out $1 million. Crazy idea or amazing idea?
Yeah. I kind of think I'd be on board for something similar here in our state, especially if it was something I really, really want, like Jazz playoff tickets or something. I mean, anything, Dave, to get us back to that finally, that normal, like how in Utah we met those parameters saying when you get X number of vaccines, then we're set. You don't have to. I have so many friends and neighbors who are still so worried about everybody else and getting to herd immunity that if we could just convince those last bit and get to that magical number of, okay, now you can breathe more easily and finally everywhere can take off the mask, let's do it, right?
Yeah. 43% of eligible Utahns right now are fully vaccinated. 43%. 54 have at least one dose.
Yeah, so some protection. It's a higher number in our at-risk population, those who are 70 or 80 and above. A big percentage of them are vaccinated.
Over 85%. Right. 85, 88%.
Really
it was really high for those that are most vulnerable. Well, we were a little curious, a little interested that to see if this crazy idea, the $1 million vaccine lottery, if that crazy idea would work here in Utah. And the reason we're bringing it up is because our governor, Spencer Cox, tweeted this. He said, "I would support doing exactly what Ohio is doing and was brainstorming a similar proposal. Ultimately, we would need legislative approval."
Yeah, for that kind of money from the state to be handed out, they got to get in on it.
Okay, so this is my thought. This is where my head goes. We have spent so much money, so many trillions with a T in this country on the pandemic, on vaccines, on distribution. Why not a few million dollars here and there for incentives?
Yeah, a little prize. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the government's job, though? Because maybe that's up to your private businesses to do that. Like your Krispy Kremes. I actually passed a Krispy Kreme and I thought, oh, I don't have my vaccine card. I could get myself a free donut. That's kind of a little bit of, but that's small potatoes when you're talking about $1 million.
Okay, so there's a few things. I want to play this this interview, a little soundbite from Representative Brian King. He's a Democrat here in Utah. And we asked him this very question. Is the $1 million lottery, is that a possibility? Is there a good plan, a good reason to do something like this? This is what Representative King had to say.
I sort of think, oh, come on, let's not degrade the science associated with this. Let's not use gimmicks. But on the other hand, I think you can make a pretty good argument to say, well, hey, it doesn't matter how you induce people to end up getting vaccinated. What's important is that they do get vaccinated, right? I mean, it's this herd immunity stuff means that you've got to have certain levels of people within the community who are vaccinated and immune. And so a big part of me says, if there are some people that are going to be reached by the prospect of a lottery ticket that could get them $1 million or $500,000 or something like that, more power to those state policymakers that are in a position to try to make sure that the greatest number of Utahns get vaccinated.
All right, we're going to try to take a phone call right now. Is this a crazy idea or is this a crazy great idea? I'm feeling crazy great idea right now. 801-575-TALK. Give us a call right now. $1 million. $1 million lottery, $1 million giveaway for those that are kind of holding back and not getting vaccinated yet. Would you support something like that?
And Dave, we're already getting texts to the KSL text line 57500. So two people telling us, you know what, that's kind of, we should reward those who've already received it. You know, what the heck? It kind of comfort that we were kind of having that conversation. You've already had it. This one texter says the holdout anti-vaxxers should not be rewarded. Well, but the point is, if you can get them to join the pool, then reward them. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of bribery to get my child to do his homework.
Yes.
And I'm willing to fork over those jelly beans.
Exactly. We do this all the time, right? I mean, we do this all the time. Hey, you do this, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is standard parenting in the Noriega household. I'm with you.
So another texter says, what about this idea? How about 1,000 people get $1,000 instead of one person getting $1 million?
Okay.
My chances of getting 1,000 are... I like that.
Yes, but okay, you guys are missing the whole point. We're talking about $1 million. We have spent billions in this state, trillions in this country on the pandemic. Do we seriously care about $10 million? Like, let's just say we're going to give away 10 $1 million lottery tickets or whatever. That is a drop in the bucket with the money that we've spent on the coronavirus. I'm sure there's federal money out there that we can reappropriate, right? There's no way there's not money out there. There's endless money. We've already proven that. All right, let's jump out to Cindy on the line right now. Cindy, is this a crazy idea or crazy amazing?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I got you. How you feel about the $1 million bonus?
I think I'm for it. But in two ways, I think that people who've already been vaccinated should be entered into a lottery for the same amount of money as those who have not yet been vaccinated.
Cindy, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I'm totally with you. And I don't want any of these Dave Noriega can't win.
Oh, right?
I mean,
yes.
It always feels like they exclude.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not eligible. You work for the news media.
No.
I want to win this one.
We need it.
I do like the idea of rewarding people that have already been vaccinated.
They did the right thing. Yeah. Yeah. No, more texts coming in. Another person saying it'd be fair to put everyone into the giveaway. Another person saying maybe make it 20,000, make it more possible for more people to win. Because, you know, some people don't understand the odds of a lottery. And they just go and they're like, oh, yeah. And others think, hey, I might have a bigger chance of winning. So I will go get the vaccine if I could get 20,000. But you like the $1 million. I know.
Let's jump out. Do we have Preston? Are we going to jump out to... Oh, we got Senator Dan McKay. All right, Senator McKay. We got a couple minutes left. I want to just ask you, pick your brain right now. Is there a chance, is there money out there to entice, to encourage people, maybe that $1 million lottery that Ohio's doing to get people vaccinated? Is there any appetite in the Utah State Legislature to do an incentive like that?
Well, first we can agree on one thing. An incentive is far better. You know, carrots are always better than sticks, right?
Yep.
Unless they're stewed carrots, at which point I'd probably rather eat a stick.
Absolutely.
So I'd say, though, that the difficulty really comes into constitutional prohibitions, right? I know this sounds weird, but we actually have a constitutional prohibition against gambling in the state. It's one of the reasons why we've avoided lottery and some of the other reasons. And it would take, you know, constitutional change to really allow, you know, I've run a bill the last couple of years trying to allow charities to have a raffle. And even that we have constitutional problems with. So we'd have to get around the constitutional problems first of whether or not we're allowed to even have a lottery like that to, you know, to allow people to participate in a vaccine. If we can assume that there's that, right? And then we go to the next step, would the legislature be willing to participate? And, you know, it's interesting. I've heard some conversations with my colleagues and talked to some others about, would we do this? And honestly, I can see the good nature behind it. I'm a little bit concerned about mixing the public health or the medical, you know, deal with the, you know, the medical decisions with a monetary, you know, type of thing that's a lottery. I might be willing to offer cash just payments to people, you know, hey, $50, you'll get a vaccine, right? That, I think that would certainly help with our college age students. And, you know, you can kind of look at some of those options. The lottery does make me a little bit nervous, really, from a participation standpoint, but I'm not saying no.
And from a marketing standpoint, I'll tell you this, the $1 million, even if I have a 0% chance of winning it, that's a marketing dream right there. Senator Dan McKay, thank you so much. Hold on, really quick, final question. There's money out there, right? I mean, we're spending billions and trillions, like gobbling up $10 million somewhere. We would be able to find it, right?
Well, you know, absolutely. The worst case scenario would be if somehow a legislator won. I mean, you know, if you think about the drama of that, right, we'd have to be ineligible. But that being said, we have money, and honestly, the federal government has made money available so that we can, you know, be offering or working on programs to institute vaccinations. I'm certain that we can find $1 million.
I'm totally fine with you guys being disqualified. Don't disqualify the media. Specifically radio hosts.
In this booth.
Yeah, in this booth. Everyone else, you can go ahead and narrow it down.
Multiple vaccines may not help you as much as multiple lottery tickets, though, okay?
There
you go. Senator Dan McKay, thank you so much for joining us. There's money out there. There's money to be had. There's money to be used. There's federal dollars. But it sounds like in Utah, there's no way to get around it right now. We just don't do lotteries here. We don't do raffles. So if you can't do a lottery, if you can't do a raffle, you probably can't do this incentive.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.